which I have now done, and we're going to start our reading again. So it's Genesis chapter 37, verse 1. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah, and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colours. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him, and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about, and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, Shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him, and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. Amen. May the Lord bless this little account to us also. So today we are moving on a little in the story of the patriarchs to think about Joseph's dreams. And we've missed out some verses about the death of Isaac at 180 years of age, and also his burial by his two sons, Jacob and Esau. And we've also passed over the genealogy of the children of Esau, many of whom became dukes and kings, but who, as the nation Edom, troubled the children of Israel for many years and indeed centuries. And here we're now coming to the beginning of chapter 37, and we're dwelling on the beginning of the narrative or the account of Joseph. And Joseph is just a teenager. He's in his mid-teens. He's 17 years of age. And just as we are told that Jacob loved Rachel, we find also that he now has a special affection for Joseph, her firstborn. Rachel has died. We read about her death and burial last time. And now here is Jacob, and he is expressing this particular affection that he has for Joseph. There is also a younger child, Benjamin, who was born to Rachel, and indeed she died in childbirth. But Joseph has the affection of his father, and he gave special attention to Joseph, and he gives him an elaborate gift. He gives him a coat of many colours. And that special or particular love that Jacob had for Joseph, we discover it was a source of envy for the other brothers of Joseph. And indeed, they had several reasons to be offended at Joseph. And they were offended at his morality. They were offended the fact that he told about their immorality. They were offended by the fact that his father loved him, and they were offended by the fact that he was given gifts. But he was also an offence to them because he dreamed dreams and he told them about these dreams. So not only were these other reasons against Joseph, so also was this matter of his dreams. These dreams spoke about things that bowed down, and whether that was the sheaves in a field or whether that was the stars in the sky and the sun and the moon, it seems as if Joseph was implying to his brothers that these dreams that he was having, and it may well be that he wasn't particularly aware of this himself, perhaps his youth made him slightly naive, but his brothers interpreted these things as Joseph taking priority over them, and they disliked that. Here was this young man, who did he think that he was? And I'm pretty sure that all the brothers would be aware of the promises that had been given to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob, because none of these men kept them secret. They passed on these things to their own children. And Jacob, I'm sure, would have spoken to his family about the promises that the Lord had given him. Promises for the possession of the land, promises about the seed that would come and the coming Messiah. And I'm sure that all of these brothers would wonder if this special person was going to come in their line. And I am also quite sure that they would connect the dots and they would be thinking to themselves, what is this Joseph talking about? What are these dreams about? And are they to suggest that the line is going to be with Joseph? Now, be that as it may, here we find that the family were in contention one with the other. And Jacob certainly understood that there was a dimension of spiritual meaning in the dreams that Joseph had. And we've seen in the past how the Word of God tells us that God sometimes spoke to people through dreams. Dreams and visions. Sometimes the Lord appeared in person. Other times he spoke to them in visions or in dreams. And here was the expression of the way in which God would deal with the children of Israel and how God would act amongst them. So God taught his people in those earliest days of how he would deal with them for centuries to come. And indeed, what we discover as we look at this history of Joseph is that these brothers, and even Jacob and his wife at that time, would indeed be brought to honour and fear Joseph, though it would be in a way that they could never have conceived. And as we will see as we progress in this story, even the wickedness of men is employed by God to accomplish his holy will. There's two things that I want just to mention to you from these verses. And the first one is this. This is the beginning of the history of Joseph. And we will see in many ways that Joseph is a clear type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I hope you remember what a type is. A type is a picture or a likeness or a mold or a pattern by which aspects of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ were revealed to his people before the Lord actually came. And so there is something present that gives hints or prefigures the Messiah that is still to come in the future. And there were lots of those types in the life of Joseph. And indeed, we might even say that Joseph himself was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ for the experiences that he had. And as we follow Joseph in the coming weeks, we will see that many of these types and pictures in his life all point to the life and the work and the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the other thing I wanted just to mention was this coat of many colours, because people find it interesting to wonder what that must have been like and what it meant. And we really don't know too much about it beyond the little phrase that is used here, that it was a coat of many colours. And that may have been to do with the way in which it was sewn, or the material that was used, the threads or the colours that were put into it by way of dyeing it or even painting it. It's not entirely certain. But it does appear to have been a mark of honour or favour, or indeed favouritism, that was given to Joseph. And there may well be questions about the wisdom of Jacob preferring Joseph so blatantly over his brothers. And yet perhaps we can simply say that it follows on from that particular love that Jacob had for Rachel above Leah and Bilhah and Zilpah. It reminds us how God has provided a garment of righteousness, not a coat of many colours, but a robe of righteousness to those whom he favours in the Lord Jesus Christ. That God, out of that particular love and affection that he has for his people, has bestowed upon them a justifying righteousness. He has gifted it to us. It is not because we have deserved it, but out of his own mercy and magnanimity. He cares for us, he loves us, and he provides for those things that we need. And he has chosen a people in his elective purpose to justify and sanctify and redeem in the Lord Jesus Christ. So that when the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ was spilled, so that people whom God chose benefited from his sacrifice. And he sends his Spirit to convert, and he gives the gift of faith through the preaching of the gospel. And the Lord does good to those whom he loves. He gives us a coat of many colours and of many blessings and of many graces. In Isaiah chapter 61, there's a lovely little reference to the provision of this garment by the Lord, verse 10, and it says this: I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. Why? For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. This is what the Lord has done for his people. He has given us these garments of salvation, these coats of righteousness and many colours. In the coming weeks, God willing, we will discover the Lord is with Joseph. We will read about that in chapter 39 and verse 2, and blesses him in all that he does. And may the Lord bless you also, and may his blessing in the Lord Jesus Christ rest upon you and on me to the saving of our precious souls. Amen. Now let us read a hymn together.